Buying enterprise software used to be remarkably similar to buying a family minivan.
Oh, absolutely.
You purchase one single vehicle for your entire organization. And the expectation is that it needs to commute to work, haul lumber on the weekends, take the kids to soccer practice, and, ideally get decent gas mileage.
Right, which means it does all of those things okay, but it does absolutely nothing perfectly.
Exactly. It's the ultimate operational compromise.
And for a very long time, I mean, that is precisely how the tech industry treated artificial intelligence.
Yeah, the one-size-fits-all approach.
Right. We demanded one massive monolithic model to handle just every conceivable task. We expected the same neural network to generate creative marketing copy, write complex Python code, and audit financial compliance documents.
Which in reality fits almost no enterprise perfectly.
Exactly. But the landscape just shifted.
It really did. We are officially walking out of the minivan dealership, and we're standing in a completely different garage. One where you have the keys to a custom-built Formula One race car designed for pure speed, and right next to it, a heavily armored personnel carrier built for absolute safety.
It's a massive transition.
Welcome to OpenClaw Daily by Tom Frazier. Today's deep dive is our executive brief. Today's agent releases, plain English explainability, cost, and risk watch list. What launched, why it matters, and what to watch next.
The AI industry is undeniably maturing. I mean, this dual release from OpenClaw signals a definitive move away from generalized models and into the era of highly specialized, purpose-built agents.
Which is a profound shift for how businesses actually deploy this stuff at scale.
It really is.
So the mission for our deep dive today is to unpack exactly what OpenClaw just rolled out. We're dissecting their two new production agents, Agent Dylan and Agent Claudia.
And we also need to tear down that fascinating and honestly potentially risky new feature called plain English explainability.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we're going to hand you, the listener, a concrete operational playbook. Because your executive team needs to know how to manage the massive new cost and risk trade-offs that literally just landed on their desks.
The value proposition for operational leaders is that, well, you no longer have to settle for the minivan. You don't have to compromise between scaling your operations and keeping your enterprise secure.
But tapping into that requires tearing down your old AI governance models,
Yeah,
right? You have to build something entirely new.
you do.
So let's pull this dual release apart, starting with the fast and the frugal side of the garage. OpenClaw's first new agent release today is named Agent Dylan. This is explicitly billed as their cost-optimized high-throughput agent.
Right, and Agent Dylan targets the most painful bottleneck in enterprise AI, which is compute costs at scale.
Oh, the cloud bills are terrifying.
They are. When you deploy AI into high-volume environments, think frontline customer service handling tens of thousands of chats an hour using a state-of-the-art flagship model for every single interaction will just bankrupt your IT budget.
Right.
So, Agent Dylan is architected from the ground up to prioritize lower inference costs and lightning-fast latency.
And how it actually achieves that efficiency is what's so fascinating to me. It doesn't just use one massive digital brain for every single query.
No, not at all.
It utilizes a much smaller, cheaper base model to handle routine conversational turns, but it incorporates something called dynamic routing.
Which is key here.
Yeah, so if a user asks us a complex question, the agent calculates a confidence score. And only when its confidence is low or when it specifically needs an external tool does it route that specific query up to a larger, significantly more expensive model.
Think about the compute savings there. It's massive.
Got it.
And furthermore, Agent Dylan utilizes aggressive caching for repeated information retrievals.
So it's not duplicating work.
Exactly. If 50 customers ask for your company's refund policy in an hour, the agent isn't burning compute power to regenerate that answer from scratch 50 times. It caches the retrieval.
That's smart. It also implements something called aggressive token trimming to keep its context window as lean as possible.
Let's pause on token trimming because that sounds incredibly technical, but it has huge real-world implications. Token trimming is essentially the agent actively forgetting the polite filler in a long conversation, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like if a user says, "Hello, how are you doing today? I would like to check my balance." The agent trims away the pleasantries and only processes check balance. Less text to process means your compute costs drop instantly.
That is the exact mechanism. It is ruthlessly optimizing every millisecond of the interaction. It even batches its API calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if it needs to check an inventory database and a shipping database, it bundles those requests to reduce the backend load.
Wow. So Agent Dillon is our Formula One car. It is stripped down, aerodynamically tuned for throughput, and built to save you money on massive transactional volume.
Perfect analogy.
But then we have the second release, the Armored Personnel Carrier. OpenClaw's other new agent is named Agent Claudia. And Agent Claudio is the philosophical opposite of Dillon.
100%. This is their compliance-first, safety-obsessed agent. It's engineered for environments where regulatory risk, data privacy, or brand safety are non-negotiable.
The zero-tolerance environments.
Exactly. If you are building an AI system for legal triage or heavily regulated financial support, you cannot afford a hallucination. You cannot afford a single error.
So the policy stack running under the hood of Agent Claudia is incredibly rigid. Out of the box, it features automated red flagging for any risky or non-compliant user inputs.
And it enforces strict data retention windows.
Right. And here's the critical differentiator. It has mandatory human escalation protocols for any ambiguous scenarios involving legal, medical, or financial advice.
It doesn't guess?
No. It stops and pages a human. Plus, it generates completely tamper-resistant audit logs, capturing the user's prompt, the agent's decision rationale, and every single tool it interacted with.
For an enterprise, this provides an out-of-the-box ironclad option, because previously, companies trying to deploy safe AI had to build these complex guardrails from scratch around generalized models.
Which usually meant settling for loose, porous boundaries.
Right, a very cost-centered deployment. But Agent Claudia internalizes that whole compliance layer.
To visualize the difference for your workforce, think about who you're actually hiring here. Deploying Agent Dillon is essentially hiring an ultra-fast triage nurse for a massively crowded hospital waiting room.
Right. The nurse handles 90% of the routine complaints, sprained ankles, cold symptoms at absolute lightning speed.
And they only page the specialist doctor, which represents routing to the larger, expensive model when a case is genuinely complex.
And deploying Agent Claudia, on the other hand, is akin to placing a senior compliance officer inside a locked, windowless room.
Where every single action they take requires triple stamp paperwork, mandatory peer review, and strict protocol before anything leaves that room.
Precisely.
But moving at the speed of Agent Dillon, or operating with the rigid authority of Agent Claudia, introduces a massive operational blind spot.
It does.
Because if our triage nurse routes a critical patient to the wrong department, or our compliance officer freezes a multi-million dollar transaction, leadership needs to know their exact reasoning.
Which pulls us directly into the most controversial part of today's release, right? OpenClaw's plain English explainability feature.
Yes, let's get into that.
Because transparency in AI has historically been a black box. You feed data in, you get an output, and the intermediate probabilities are incomprehensible to anyone who doesn't have a PhD in machine learning.
So let's lift the hood on this new feature. Framing transparency purely as an operational upgrade is dangerous. We have to examine how this becomes a massive liability.
Good point. So the mechanics first.
Yeah.
After these agents take a significant action, say making an API call to a database or suppressing user content, both Agent Dillon and Agent Claudia will now generate and store a concise natural language explanation of why they acted that way.
And it's not code. It's an actual plain English sentence.
Right. The intended goal is to drastically speed up internal audits and shorten the mean time to resolve, or MTTR, for ambiguous interactions.
So if a frontline customer service rep needs to explain to a client why their loan was flagged, they don't have to parse a developer dashboard.
Exactly. They just read a sentence generated by the agent that says, income verification document lacked sufficient date parameters, and they can immediately communicate that to the client.
Okay, I understand the efficiency argument, but I have to push back hard on the security implications here.
Go for it.
If the agent is literally writing out its internal heuristics and its chain of thought in plain English, aren't we handing a detailed roadmap directly to bad actors?
It's a huge concern, yeah.
It's like a bouncer at an exclusive club. Normally, a bouncer just says you can't come in and turns you away. But with plain English explainability, the bouncer denies you entry and then hands you the club's comprehensive VIP rules, the dress code manual, and the specific protocols you failed to meet.
Handing over the exact blueprint to forge a pass for tomorrow night.
Exactly. Couldn't clever end users intentionally craft queries just to expose the system's guardrails?
Your pushback highlights the exact vulnerability security teams are scrambling to address today. By making the agent's reasoning highly transparent, you exponentially increase the risk of adversarial probing.
Right.
End users will absolutely craft highly specific, unusual queries not to get a task done, but simply to map out where the digital fences are.
They poke the system to see how it thinks. And once they know how it thinks, they know how to bypass the filters.
Furthermore, this transparency introduces a severe data privacy risk. The agent is analyzing the user's prompt to generate its explanation.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Right. If a user inputs sensitive information, say, social security number or proprietary company data, the agent's plain English rationale might inadvertently repeat or synthesize that personally identifiable information right into the log file.
So the log itself becomes a data breach waiting to happen.
Which means plain English explainability is not just a convenient toggle switch in your admin panel. It creates an entirely new operational artifact.
Organizations must actively monitor, aggressively redact, and securely version control these explanations with the same rigor they apply to actual user data.
Absolutely.
Because the AI is now generating plain English logs containing user data, we've inadvertently created a massive new privacy loophole, which completely changes what IT leadership needs to monitor.
It does.
Let's translate these technical features into a concrete executive watch list. What metrics do your operational teams actually need to track starting tomorrow? Let's begin with Agent Dylan's watch list.
To prevent Agent Dylan from generating runaway cloud bills, operators must closely monitor cost per session, model switch frequency, token consumption, and tool call rates.
Because of that dynamic routing mechanism we discussed, your budget forecasting is no longer linear.
Exactly. You must expect variable cost spikes when Agent Dylan encounters a wave of complex queries and repeatedly escalates to the larger, more expensive models.
And we also need to watch for what you called contextual degradation, right?
Yes, that's a big one.
Because Agent Dylan uses a smaller base model and aggressively trims tokens, forgetting parts of the conversation to save money, it can literally lose the thread of a long user interaction.
Right. You save compute costs, but you might see a sharp increase in hallucination rates simply because the agent trimmed away vital context from 10 minutes ago.
That is the trade-off for speed and cost. Now, looking at Agent Claudia's watch list, the metrics are entirely different.
They are. The risk with Agent Claudia isn't hallucination or context loss. It is designed to be overly cautious.
The risk is the waiting room getting completely backed up.
Precisely. The primary risk is operational bottlenecking. Because Agent Claudia enforces mandatory human escalation for ambiguous queries, leaders must hyper-monitor their human escalation volume and the resulting auditor workload.
Right. If the agent flags everything as risky, your automation rate plummets.
And when automation rates fall, your staffing needs skyrocket. The cost savings you anticipated from AI will vanish, and your response latency will climb exponentially.
Because a human compliance officer physically has to step in, read the logs, and manually approve the action.
Exactly.
And lastly, we need a watch list specifically for the new plain English explainability feature. IT teams must track the frequency of overly long or deeply revealing rationales.
You definitely need automated privacy checks scanning those logs to ensure PII isn't leaking into plain text.
And security teams must monitor user behavior to see if bad actors are purposefully utilizing those explanations to game the system through adversarial probing.
It creates a fascinating budgeting dilemma for the C-suite, honestly. How do you allocate resources when your architecture is this bifurcated?
That is the practical multi-million-dollar question. How does an executive team actually budget for this?
Yeah.
You have Agent Dylan's unpredictable compute spikes on one side and Agent Claudia's heavy human labor costs on the other.
Yeah.
It feels less like an IT upgrade and more like an unpredictable restructuring of your entire operating expense.
The paradigm shift here is realizing where the cost actually lives. Cheaper compute, like deploying Agent Dylan, requires strict technical boundaries at the infrastructure level.
Makes sense.
To manage that budget, you must introduce hard throttles, daily budget caps, and API burst limits so the dynamic router doesn't accidentally bankrupt you during a traffic surge.
You're essentially putting a physical governor on the machine's credit card.
Yes. But safe AI, like deploying Agent Claudia, shifts the financial burden entirely away from cloud compute and directly onto human payroll.
Right.
To manage the budget for a compliance-first model, you must ruthlessly optimize your escalation rules. You have to constantly measure your human panel's capacity.
Because if your escalation triggers are too sensitive, your highly paid human reviewers will be drowning in unnecessary manual checks, effectively negating the purpose of the AI.
Yep.
Knowing what metrics to put on a dashboard only matters if you actually know how to deploy these specialized agents without breaking your existing legacy systems.
Which brings us to the operational reality.
Leadership needs a step-by-step deployment and governance playbook for the next 30 days. How do we migrate an enterprise to this bifurcated model?
Well, the immediate first step is traffic segmentation. You cannot treat all user interactions equally anymore.
You have to separate them.
Right. You must audit your workflows and route routine. Well-templated flows like password resets or basic order tracking exclusively to Agent Dylan. Conversely, high-risk or regulated flows must be routed to Agent Claudia.
Step two is critical. Do not just flip the switch in production.
No, okay.
You have to run a defined A/B test for at least 2 to 4 weeks. During that window, you aren't just looking at whether the AI gave the right answer. You need to compare user satisfaction, the true cost per resolved case, and the downstream support effort required for both agents.
That leads to step three of the immediate phase, instrumenting fine-grained telemetry. You need dashboards tracking per-turn token counts, the specific reasons the dynamic router chose a larger model, the volume of tool calls, and the exact time it takes for Agent Claudia to reach a human escalation.
And this telemetry must feed into automated alerting systems for both cost thresholds and risk triggers.
Exactly.
Those are the immediate deployment steps, but in parallel, your engineering and policy teams have to enact serious mitigation strategies. Let's look at Agent Dylan. To counter the risk of contextual degradation and token trimming errors, you need to build fallback validators.
Fallback validators are essentially secondary safety nets. If Agent Dylan handles a task where a hallucination is unacceptable, even in a low-risk environment, you implement heuristic checks or fact verification calls that run in the background.
Before the final answer is delivered to the user.
Right.
And for that plain English explainability feature, to prevent the bouncer from handing out the VIP manual, engineering must implement a configurable redaction layer.
You have to actively strip PII and coarse-grain the detailed chain of thought content before you store those rationales in your database or surface them to your frontline staff.
From a governance perspective, policy teams must rewrite their incident response and audit playbooks to formally include these new explainability artifacts as admissible evidence.
They must define strict data retention periods and highly restricted access controls for these specific log files.
I'd also argue you need a short, intense red team exercise focused entirely on the explainability feature. Have your internal security team actively try to extract the agent's internal logic through adversarial prompts and document the exact patterns they used.
That's a great idea. And finally, business operations must reassess all contractual language and service level agreements. Your SLA metrics have to reflect this bifurcated agent mix.
Do your enterprise clients expect the lightning fast, lower cost behavior of Agent Dylan? Or are they contracted for the conservative, heavily audited behavior of Agent Claudia?
Synthesizing this entire playbook, it really strikes me that the tech industry has fundamentally changed its relationship with AI. We have to treat these agents less like standard software updates that you install and forget, and much more like new human hires.
That analogy captures the operational shift perfectly.
You would never drop a brand new employee into a complex enterprise workflow without distinct onboarding protocols, probationary periods, and continuous performance reviews. That's exactly what this 30-day playbook represents.
It is a structured onboarding plan for highly specialized digital employees. This bifurcated agent model demands what we call a living product approach.
Meaning the deployment is never truly finished.
Right. Your engineering teams will be constantly tuning routing rules, adjusting escalation thresholds, and scaling up or down your human reviewer capacity based on the real-world workloads and edge cases they observe in the telemetry.
So what does this all mean for you, the operational leader? To summarize today's deep dive, OpenClaw's release gives you incredibly pragmatic options. You have Agent Dylan to conquer scale and control massive compute costs.
You have Agent Claudia to guarantee safety and regulatory compliance.
And you have plain English logs to demystify AI decision-making across your entire enterprise. But unlocking these tools requires accepting significant new trade-offs in hallucination risk, operational bottlenecking, and a massive increase in governance overhead.
The immediate directives are clear. Segment your traffic, instrument highly detailed telemetry, execute rigorous A/B testing, and harden your security controls around those explainability logs.
Because if you treat these specialized agents as living, breathing products that require continuous management, you can capture the immense value without exposing your organization to catastrophic risk.
Well said.
Which leaves us with the final strategic question to ponder as we wrap up this executive brief. As the AI industry continues to rapidly segment into these highly specialized variants, you have to ask yourself, how much of your organization's high-volume traffic are you genuinely comfortable handing over to a model optimized purely for cost?
And as you scale compliance-first models across your most sensitive departments, how will you permanently fund, structure, and manage the massive human-in-the-loop workforce they inevitably demand?
Navigating that balance is the new ultimate compromise for the enterprise. The days of relying on the generalized minivan are officially over. You've got the keys to the race car, and you've got the keys to the armored carrier. Now, your operational teams just need to figure out how to drive them both at exactly the same time, without crashing.
Good luck with that.
That concludes our executive brief for today. Thanks for joining us on OpenClaw Daily by Tom Frazier. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.